Vaydaber Elokim al Moshe, Vayomer Elov ani Hashem. Elokim spoke to Moshe and he said, I am Hashem. Va'era el Avram el Yitzchok vel Yaakov bekel Shachar. I appeared to Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov in the form of Kel Shachar. Ushmi Hashem lo yidati lohem. Which Rashi says means, the form of Kel Shachar is in the form of a promise which is unfulfilled. Shmi Hashem Yudke Vovke. That's the promise fulfilled. Roinoidati Lahem. I did not appear to them in that form. So Rashi brings down the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Chaval al da avdin veloy mishtakhin. Woe is to those that are no longer here and they cannot be forgotten. Harbe pa'omim niglesi aleim bekel shakai. Many times I appeared to Olivus Hagdoshim and Kel Shakai. They never asked me what my name is. So it's Mavurim Devrei Chazal that the word Shakai is from the word Dai. Misha Omer Loilomai Dai. That's where the name Shakai comes from. There's high Soidis in that. But Afal Pikain, what is the simple way of understanding it? So Rav Shimon Schwab's at Salam, the Sefer Mayim Beis HaShe'eva says a very nice pshat. There was a rich fellow that told an Ani, I want you to know I'm putting in your bank account $10,000. He puts it in the bank account on the cheshbon of the Ani. So the Ani, you know, he already has a lot of money. Why? Because he has the 1,000 zuz. Even though the money is not yet in his hands, and even though he doesn't yet have access to the bank account, but he knows that he has $10,000 in the bank and he feels good about it. This is the way the Avos HaKadoshim felt about the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, I'm going to give you the land of Canaan, it's as if they mamish had it. Even though Bepoyel, they didn't really have it, like Rashi brings down, Avraham Avinu had to pay a hoin rav from the Maris HaMachpelah, and Yitzchok Avinu was harassed by the Plishtim with the Be'erois, and Yaakov Avinu had to pay a lot of money by Yikinus Chelkas HaSodeh. So even though in Mitzias it wasn't really mamish theirs, or B'lamaisa, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, they had such complete bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was money in the bank. That's Ve'era B'kel Shakai Loshen Dai. For them it was enough with the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they did not need the Kiyum. The fact that Hashem promised, the Haftoch of Hashem, that is the reality. And it also says, V'gam HaKimoisi as Risi. HaKimoisi is Loshen Ovar. By the Avos HaKadoshim, it was like money in the bank. It was already, the bris was fulfilled, because they had tremendous emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that also is Mavur, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'nasati oiso moirosha, I will give the land as a Yerusha, because I'll say Yerusha yimei seichem. It's a Yerusha from your fathers. Now, the fathers didn't have it yet, right? The fathers, it was promised to them, but they didn't have it b'poil. The Teretz is, if they had it, because they so completely believed in the Haftoch of Hashem, die, it was enough for them just to have the Haftoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Chaval al da'avdim. In the times of the Avos HaKadoshim, everything was based on bitachon and emunah, that was their reality. But now that I'm going to bring in this new era of Yudkei Vovkei, of the Kiyama Avtoche, so B'poilu L'taki B'mekuyim, but that maila of being bonded to Hashem completely in emunah and bitachon. Now, of course, they didn't have emunah and bitachon, they have a lot of things to be told in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that total bitachon, that madrega of shakai, of dai, that's going to be, you know, that's going to be, it's not going to be around anymore. Now, Rav Schwab also says, Ki meitzeis chom yeres Mitzrayim arenu nuflois, the gula asida Mashiach is going to be doimit yitzias Mitzrayim. The Hainu, Hayoyis HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us that there's going to be a gula, It's like if we believe in Hashem and we have takem b'tochen to a certain degree, it's like the gula is here. That's why he says Chazal say that the world is 6,000 years old. 2,000 years was Toyu, and 2,000 years was Toyu, and 2,000 years Yemais HaMashiach. What does that mean? 2,000 years is Yemais HaMashiach. He's only going to come in one day. What's the pshat? It's for 2,000 years. And the answer is that since the possibility of Mashiach coming is during those 2,000 years, so we are odik to Hashem through the bitachon that he's going to come. So it's as if he came to a certain degree, machmas the bitachon. Hagami didn't come to Payel. But hayais in our minds, we know for sure he's going to come during those 2,000 years, is the bitachon and Mashiach that ties us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doima to what the Avos HaKadoshim did when they got to Eretz Yisrael. One of them says, Voitzesias Chemitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim. Bavus, the word from the Chedushi Harin, Pashat Pshat and Sivlois, is from the burden of the Avodah of Mitzrayim. The Chedushi Harin says that the word Sivlois could also mean Savlonus, a lotion of tolerance. Tolerating the Golas and accepting it. In Golas, we've gotten used to Golas. We've gotten used to what's going on, to the Tumah. It doesn't even bother us because we're used to it. We try and stay away from it, but the fact that it exists, we've come to accept it. That's a certain Savlonis that we have for the Golas. And the same thing in Mitzrayim. Look at Chilu, when the Yidden came, they came as strangers. They were isolated in Goshen. And slowly but surely, they started tolerating the tomb of Mitzrayim. Zogt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayitzesi Eschem Yitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim. I'm going to bring you to such a madrega, you won't be able to be soivul the tomb of Mitzrayim. The Ma'aser of Nachum of Chernobyl. Nachum of Chernobyl, he was a maggid, used to go around from city to city, from town to town, being Makar of Yidden. So he once came to a town, and he stayed at the inn of a simple Balachsanya and his wife. They mamish knew nothing. They were Erlichi Yidden, from a Yidden, but they mamish knew nothing. They heard a tzaddik is coming to the hotel. So mamish, they were all excited, and they made the beds, and they mamish made the room in tip-top shape. So he comes to the room. At 12 o'clock at night, they hear crying coming from the room of the mamish. So the innkeeper looks at his wife, what's this? Maybe there's something wrong with it. Maybe it's too cold. Maybe there's something wrong. He runs up and he knocks on the door of the room. The maggid comes to the room. He says, what's wrong? Is everything okay? Yeah, sure, everything is gewaldig. So why is the Rebbe crying? So he says, nothing to do with the room. He says, it's chatzois. I'm saying tikkun chatzois. So he looks at him and says, tikkun chatzois? What's tikkun chatzois? What is that? He says, you know, we once had a Beis HaMikdash, we once had Yerushalayim, and it was taken away from us, it was destroyed. So I cry over the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and we cry that Hashem bring Mashiach. He looks at the mamash with quizzical eyes, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash. So Magid asks him, wouldn't you want Mashiach comes to go to Yerushalayim and then have a Beis HaMikdash again and live in Eretz Yisrael? Wouldn't you want that? So he looks at him, I say, like a deer in the headlights. And he says, let me go ask my wife. He goes down and he asks his wife, and he comes back a couple of minutes later. So my wife said like this, he says, you know, over here we have a horse, and we have a cow, and we have chickens, and we have a farm. But Eretz Yisrael, you know, we're not gonna have that anymore. You know, you can't bring that all with us. So the Magid says, and what's going to be in case Chas v'Shalom Cossacks come and they take everything away in one shot? What would you say then? So he looks at him, so let me go ask my wife. He comes back and goes down to his wife, comes back a couple of minutes later. He says, Rebbe, my wife said like this, how about if Mashiach takes the Cossacks there to Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and we'll stay here with our horse, with our cows, with our chickens? That's the pshat. Yidden have been in Golas for so long that they figure that this is the Olam Hazeh, and we in our own way, you know, we're used to certain things over here. And so, on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayitzesi Eschem Itachas civilized Mitzrayim, I'm going to take you out of this Madrega of Galus. You're not going to be able to be soiled with Mitzrayim. Again, a rather beautiful word comes to mind, benegeya to this. Three times, Mehera, Mehera, Mehera. I once heard from my Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Isaac Osman Zatzal, he said over in the name of Rav Osher Kalman Baron, Zeichet Tzadik B'Kodesh L'Baracha, he was the Rosh Mesifta in Ponovich. He was his Rebbe. He went in Ponovich before he came to Telz. So he said, picture to yourself in England, there's a big ceremony going on where the king and the queen, they make their appearance. Regality, there's royalty. There's a red carpet on a beautiful lush lawn, and there's soldiers lined up on each side. They're all at attention, they can't even smile. And mamish, and there's royal music being played. Imagine what would happen if in that big matzav, a little chazer makes his way on to the lawn. They go, Meshuggah, quickly get it out of here. They quickly grab it and run with it somewhere else. A matzav of royalty, you have this thing over here. And Mehepach, picture to yourself a peasant in the 1700s, 1600s, they never used to take baths. They came from the farm, they were dirty. A whole year they were caked with dirt. They're sitting by the table with their children, all in mud, all dirty, sitting by the table. There's a chazer walking around under the table, you know, as a normal. And there's chickens under the table, and homeless apple. That's normal. For them, this is normal. This is the way they live. That's the chilek between royalty and what it means to be a peasant. So that's what we say, Mehera, 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 HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are B'nai Melachim. We can't tolerate this tumah, we can't tolerate what's going on in the Golas. Vazei de Mehera Sa'akev, Sa'chniyah de Mehera V'yameinu. That's the Mehera, Mehera, Mehera. And that's the Vaitseis Yeshem, Yitachas Tivlis Mitzrayim. I'm going to bring you up to a higher Madreg, you'll zichah not be able to tolerate it anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vaitseis Yitzvoisai, I will take out my legions, Es Ami B'nai Yisrael, my nation B'nai Yisrael, my Eretz Mitzrayim. Vaitesi as Tzivoisai, Es Ami B'nai Yisrael. So Rechaim HaKodesh is Medayik from the Pasuk. Rechaim HaKodesh is Medayik. Rechaim HaKodesh is Medayik. He could have said in the Pasuk, Vaitzeis yes, Tzivoisai, Am Yisrael. Well, I'll take, you know, Chaim HaKadosh says, it could have said a Lashon, Vaitzeis yes, Tzivois Am Yisrael. I'll take out the legions of my nation Yisrael. That's what it could have said. But the Torah doesn't say that. Vaitzeis yes, Tzivoisai, Es Ami B'nei Yisrael. May Eretz Mitzrayim. Why is the Torah Ma'arich in such a lashon? So he says, if it would have said, Es Tzivois Ami B'nei Yisrael, I would have said, okay, the legions of the B'nei Yisrael. But that might have been Mashma, Hashem's other legions. He has legions of the planets in the sky, of all the stars in the sky. He has legions of Malachim. He has other legions as well. One of those legions happens to be the B'nei Yisrael. Es Tzivois Ami B'nei Yisrael. For that, the Torah says, "Voitzeisi es tzvoisai, es ami b'nei Yisrael." Who are my miyuchadik tzvois? Who are my miyuchadik legions? Not the malachim, and not the tzvois hashemayim. Es tzvoisai, es ami b'nei Yisrael. They are my special tzvois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a special chashivas more than any bria in the world, and all the hanhagis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Yisrael in Mitzrayim was to be koveya this name as Tzivoisai, as Ami Yisrael. So Argon Alyo says that this is a gevaldig machayev on us, because if we are attacking the miyuchadik allegiance, number one, we have to be makarit, And we have to see how that hugs about Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though it doesn't always seem like that to us. But we have to be able to look into the Bria and to look into that Hanhagis and see how special we are. And he says, and that's Mechayev us, to act on a special Madrega. And he says like this, an army, when they're away from their Mishpach, when they're away in training, they're totally removed from society. And they act in a totally different way. They have all kinds of military maneuvers and have all kinds of disciplines and kol minei zachim to get them into shape, to make them roy, to fight in Avodah. If we are that special army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we have to realize we're separate from the rest of the world. What's good for the rest of the world is not good for us. We are a miyuchadik nation, different than our minhagim and our whole hanhaga from everybody else. Vayayimim Moshe leParoi. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paroi, after the Makav Tzvardim, or Mishasta Makav Tzvardim, Hispo'er Olai, glorify yourself upon me. L'masai atu l'chol ha'achras ha'tzvardim. When do you want me to cut off the Tzvardim and call me Batecha? So Paroi said, not immediately. He should have said, right now, as quickly as he can do it. Nay, Vayoyim Olamacha. Dr. Ramban, it's Yodua that the minig of every person, if he's suffering from Yisurim, he wants to get rid of it as quickly as possible. So he brings down from Rav Shmuel ben Chofni, why did Paroi say Lamacha? Why didn't he say immediately? So he says, this was Machmes, the stubbornness of Paroi. Because Paroi was thinking to himself, if I say right now, maybe Takim, Moshe Rabbeinu knows that Al Pi, all the cheshbonis of nature, it was going to leave right away. So it wasn't the Neis, Min HaShemayim, it wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu or the Rabbeinu Shalom doing it. It's not. He knew it was scheduled to happen right now, so the Punkti came right now. So I'll be an Oibrechocha, and I'm going to say, do it tomorrow. And really, it's not going to be tomorrow because it's supposed to be right now, and I'll show him that it's Takim not the way he thought it was going to be. So that means he went against the Teva ben Ayodam. Teva ben Ayodam wants to get rid of it right away, and he ben Zafke. While Hachas went, he was willing to suffer an extra day in order to show, you see, it's not happening now, it's happening tomorrow. So I saw her aura brought down. L'chaira, Paroi was soibel from Tzvardin. There's a medrash that says the Makas Tzvardin was shokel connected all Esra Makas. It says the word Tzvardin 10 times in this Makas to show it was shokel connected to 10 Makas. The Afal Pikein, it was kedai for Paroi to suffer in his own eyes. It was kedai to suffer just to vice Moshe. You see? It's not the way you say. That's how Vaiti Apikursim go. That's the, you know, Dovin HaMelech says in Tehillim, Omer Novel Beliboy and Ein Elohim. The Novel says in his heart, there's no Rabbeinu Shalom. So Rav Elimelech Bloch Zatzal used to say, what does he have to say it in his heart for? You think it. He says, Omer Novel, he has to talk himself into it because he can see the truth in front of you. You can manage to see the MS and you go B'davka out of your way to deny it. That's Omer Novel Beliboy Ein Elohim. Maisa brought down, happened in the times of the Chofetz Chaim, that the Bachrim in Yeshiva, there was a Zionistic group that was wreaking havoc with the youth, and they were bringing a lot of people off the derech. So they printed literature, you know, to mamers to spread out to the youth. So the Yeshiva Bachrim and Radin, they got loaded in this. They broke into the printing place before it was distributed, before they gave it out to this organization. They took it and they burnt it in a furnace. But there was only one big problem. They didn't cover up the evidence so well. And right away when it happened, they were close to the Yeshiva Bachrim of doing it. And they came to the Yeshiva and they saw in the furnace there were remnants of the burnt material. So it's a gitan. So it's a mamish gitan. Tremendous outburst of anger against the yeshiva and against the Chofetz Chaim. And they came to protest in front of the Chofetz Chaim's house. And one mechutzif, also a shaitan, one mechutzif, he started screaming at the Chofetz Chaim and he even like gave the Chofetz Chaim a shove. It didn't take very long that the fellow went off his mind, took mamish a short while. He jumped into the river and drowned himself. So what happened? So this organization, they took out this big ad in the newspapers. We're shocked. We're surprised. Chabad Chaim is known not to say a bad word. And here he gave a klola. And how could it be? And how could it this? So Chabad Chaim came out with a declaration of his own. He says, I don't curse people. And it has nothing to do with me. And I didn't say anything. If anything happened, it was because he started up with B'nai Torah. So somebody observed, take a look. They believe that there was a klola here. They believe that the Chofetz Chaim was capable of giving the klala. And yet, Tarkidei Dibur, they go and they take out this advertisement being mavaz to the Chofetz Chaim. What's the pshat? Teretz is, they're not willing, they see the emes, and Afal Pikin, they're not willing to subdue themselves to the emes, and to be makabel the emes, and to change themselves. That's exactly what happened over here with Paroi. He was willing to be moiser nefesh, and to suffer, just on being not to submit to the emes. Chazal say that Hanani, Mishol, and Azariah learned the Kal V'Chaimer from the Tzvard. That a Shaila, should we jump in? Should we give up our lives? Should we not? Because the emes is, it wasn't clear that the statue of Nebuchadnezzar was an Avodah Zarah. There was a very big tzad to say it was an Andarti Shel Melech. It was just a symbol of the Malchus, and it wasn't Avodah Zarah. But he said, had a Shaila, what should we do? So even though perhaps it's not one of the Gimel Chamuris Avodah Zarah Mamish, but there was an Indian of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. So they made a Kal V'Chaimer, Nosu Kal V'Chaimer Ba'atzma. Madr, the frogs, that were not Mitzvah Al Kiddush Hashem. And yet, they went in, there were those that went into the ovens. Kal V'Chaimer, we, that we have a Mitzvah of Nikdash Dibesayich B'nei Yisrael, we should go into the ovens. So the Altman Slabotke asked the Ha'orim, why did they learn from the frogs? They could have won Pasha from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu jumped into the fire instead of being able to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. They could have learned from Avraham Avinu. So Zog the Altman Slabotke, that from here you learn that a person has to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ingrained in the smallest chelik of the Bria, that urge, that desire to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. If they would have learned from Avraham Avinu, there's a makom to say, you know, Avraham Avinu, he's the Olam HaGadol Ba'anokim, the great man amongst giants, it's a big hasoge, and you know, not everybody is Roy Lekach, and not everybody could be Mekayim. So maybe that was Shaykh for him, but there's no Shaykh as to us. But they learned the Kal V'Chaimer from the frauds, from the lowliest Briyas. And Afal Pikein, they went to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, Shema Mino, that the inner instinct of every Briya is to want to be Mekadosh Shem Hashem. So Kal V'Chaimer, we, that we have Menshul Chazogis, Kal V'Chaimer, we should go and be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. This was the limud that they took from the Tzvardei. By the Dever, it says, "Umikne b'nei Yisrael leimeis echad." From the cattle of the B'nai Yisrael, not even one of them died. A Yishlach Parai. Parai sent a messenger. From the Mikne Yisrael, up until one didn't die. Vayichbar leiv Parai, and the heart of Parai became stubborn. So first of all, the Vilna Gaon asks two horrors over here. Number one, what is the difference? It says like at Chelam, "Nikne b'nei Yisrael loymeis echad." Parai sent a message loymeis ad echad, up until one. What is the difference between echad and ad echad? And number two, it seems like because loymeis mimikne Yisrael ad echad vayichbar loy Parai, that was the cause of Parai of becoming stubborn. What did that have to do with Parai becoming stubborn? So the Vilna Gaon says that before Matan Torah, if a guy was mezana with a Yiddish woman, even though we paskin lachem at entire over kechavim the eved abal bas Yisrael, the vlad is a Yisrael, it goes after the mother, but before Matan Torah it went after the father. So the emes is the Torah is made lechetchila umimikne b'nei Yisrael loy meis echad, not one animal of a Yid died. Pari sent a messenger and he found out that the son of Shlomo's Bas Divri, that a mitzvah was Mizana with her, and she had a child, that son, Taka had a behemoth that died. So the emes is the Torah's meitos, he wasn't the yid before Matan Torah. But Pari sent a messenger and he heard, oh, he's the son of a Jewish mother. But one did die. Oh, Vayich by the way, Pari, he became stubborn. Which is a pella. You see, no yid lost anything. And one yid did, this person, who was not a yid, but Yulashitoshka, he's a yid. But you see, everybody else didn't. He was totally his stubbornness in this one person who was not really a yid. You see how bad they want to go. The Medrash says similar. The Medrash says, L'neis ad echod, there was one yid that had a shutvis and a behemoth with a guy, right? And that died because of the shutvis. Oh, but you see, the yid also lost. Oh, so memelo vayich by light pari. So Zokta Chofetz Chaim, you see, this goes into what we just said a minute ago. Omer novo b'libay ein aleihem. The novel says in his heart, he has to talk himself into it. Somebody once told me, he was a Talmud of Rav Noach Weinberg. Rav Noach Weinberg was once giving a drasha to lawyers and doctors that were not yet frum. And this fellow was frum already, very fine yid. He was there helping Rav Noach Weinberg being mishamish. In the middle of the drasha, somebody picked himself up, a lawyer picked himself up and walked out. Afterwards, Rav Noach felt bad. Did I say anything to offend him? Did I say something wrong? He was wondering. So he asked him if he could find out from this lawyer what went on. So he went to the lawyer and he asked him, like, why did you walk out in the middle? Did Rabbi Weinberg say anything to offend you? He said, no, absolutely not. But I felt myself getting convinced I couldn't stay there anymore. I felt myself being swayed by him. If I stay there, I'd be influenced totally. I had to walk out in the middle. So that's the pshat. That goes into that category, that people, there's nobody as blind as the one that refuses to see. There's a beautiful pshat here from the Meshech Chochmah. It says, Hayore es dvar Hashem, me'avdei parek, Heinous es avodav es mikneu el habatim. Those that were afraid of the Dvar Hashem from the avodim of Parai brought his avodim and his cattle inside the houses, and they were protected. Vashel is some liboy of Dvar Hashem, and the one did not place his heart to the Dvar Hashem. Vayazav es avodav es mikneu basoda. He left them out in the field. So the Meshech Chochmah asks a question. It says in the Pasuk, Hayore is Dvar Hashem, may Avdei Pare. The one that feared Hashem from the Avodim of Pare. It's Mashma, only those that were direct Avodim of Pare. And those that weren't Avodim of Pare, there was no Yirei Hashem. The simple folk that were not Avodim of Pare, they were no Yireim amongst them. They were not afraid of the word of Hashem. What's the Pshat? What's the Pshat in the Pasuk over here? Also, even those that were not Uraim, let's say they weren't Uraim, but weren't they at least Chayshish? Hey, we might lose our animals, we might lose our Avodim. Why is it totally going to say, Yorei is Dvar Hashem, and why is it Me'avdei Parei? So the Meshech Chochmah says a very original pshat. He says, when Moshe Rabbeinu told the Mitzrayim, quick, hurry, get your Mikneh and your Avodim, you know, get them off the field. So the Avdei Parei, those that were close to Parei, they wanted to upset that. And they threatened that anybody that takes the things off the field, then you'll get punished terribly. So now the people were in limbo. They didn't know what to do. Should we fear the word of Hashem? Or should we fear the Avdei Parei? What do we do? On that, the Torah says, Hayore is Dvar Hashem. Those that were afraid of the word of Hashem, may Avdei Parei. More so than the threat of the Avodim of Parai, Heinus has Avodim as Mekneu al Abad. So it's not the Pshat that it was only Yirei Hashem from the Avodim of Parai, Lehepach. Those that were afraid of Hashem more than they were afraid of the word of Parai, they took their Avodim and their Mekneu into refuge. But those that were not afraid, In other words, they were more afraid of the threat of the Avadim of Parah. And even if maybe they were choishes, they might lose their mikna, but they were more afraid of getting punished. So they left the Avadim there and their mikna there, and they ended up dying. A good Shabbos.